Alright, so here's the Hello World program again, which broadcasts information from processor zero and receives it on all other processors. So notice this is a simpler piece of software than the previous version we had of that. So this is doing exactly what we did before, but before we had to test on the processor number, generate it if it was processor zero, and receive it if it was processors bigger than zero. So essentially, if you like, MPI broadcast has that algorithm we built into it, we just wrote down built into it, except as I think I mentioned before, earlier, one of the major reasons you make it a primitive is that we did this very clumsy algorithm where in broadcast, when we were going to n-1 processors, we sent n-1 messages. Remember, we looped over all destinations and sent a separate identical message to every destination processor. And on very, very few architectures is that the most efficient algorithm. Because normally you just send one message which gets picked up by all processors. Sometimes you send a set of messages, like on the hypercube in dimension D, the natural algorithm at least sends out D messages, because on a hypercube of a dimension D, each processor has D communication links, and what you do is you send out the message on each link, and you will find that the messages wander through the hypercube array and in logarithmic time transverse the whole array. So that is a very efficient algorithm, and it requires sending for n processors log n messages. So it's a much more efficient on communication bandwidth. But each architecture has its own optimal algorithm. If we're on some sort of Ethernet, it's probably best just to send one message and get the Ethernet adapter to pick it up as it passes by. So depending on the details of the hardware, the algorithm will be different. So that's an important reason. So not only do you save software for the user, you can hope that you get efficient algorithms. Of course, as I mentioned, they're probably using the so-called portable implementation, which uses probably an algorithm like we wrote, which is incredibly inefficient.